China Daily Audio News, I'm Bernice Chan. Hong Kong restaurants hit hard by smoking ban. The smoking ban introduced on January 1st has resulted in reduced profits and fewer customers for 40% of restaurants here, a survey has revealed. Commissioned by the Hong Kong Catering Industry Association, or HKCIA, and conducted by Hong Kong Polytechnic University, the survey spoke to the owners and managers of 560 restaurants, cafes, and related establishments in which there is now a total ban on smoking. 40% of respondents said sales revenue for the first 6 months was down on the same period last year. The same percentage said they had had fewer customers. Establishments offering a combination of catering and karaoke were the worst hit, the survey found. Of those, 75% said they had witnessed a decline in sales revenue, while 100% said they had had fewer customers. Anthony Locke, managing director of karaoke group California Red Limited, said yesterday that as a result of the ban, business was down 20% compared with the first half of 2006. His venues were attracting fewer big spenders and more families, he said. About 70% of the regular high flyers, people who spend an average of 200 Hong Kong dollars or $25 a night, were smokers, Locke said. They drink more and stay longer than non-smoking customers, he said. Most families visit during the promotional breakfast karaoke period and spend an average of just 30 Hong Kong dollars per person, Locke said. Smoking customers now prefer to go to Macau or the mainland, he said. To help boost business, he said the karaoke industry has introduced a number of new ideas, including breakfast karaoke and offering a range of hymns for selection. He said since the introduction of the ban, people tended to stay for only a couple of hours in the karaoke room and just an hour in the restaurant. Tommy Cheung Yu Yan, the chairman of the HKCIA, said yesterday that under the current economic conditions, had the ban not been introduced, most eateries would have expected to achieve sales revenue growth of between 10 and 20%. He urged the government to allow such premises to provide smoking rooms as well as non-smoking areas. The head of the Action Group on Anti-Smoking, Kwok Ka Ki, said studies carried out in California and New York had shown that smoking bans actually led to an increase in customer numbers. However, he said smoking rooms should be allowed if they were suitably ventilated to protect the health of non-smoking patrons and staff. Here are the questions for this story. Number 1. What percentage of restaurants, bars, and cafes has seen a decrease in profits and customers since the smoking ban began on January 1st? Number 2. Where do smoking customers prefer to go to now? Number 3. What are karaoke establishments doing to try to lure more customers? Number 4. What does the chairman of the Hong Kong Catering Industry Association suggest the government should allow restaurants and bars to do? For more audio news, log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn.